Good afternoon. This is Monsignor Lavalle. It is Wednesday afternoon, and rather than a real meditation, I want us to get ready for an event that is taking place within the church, within the Universal Church, on Friday. On this coming Friday is the feast, the March the 25th, is the feast of the Annunciation. And that is the feast, as you already know, where the angel Gabriel came to Mary and asked her if she would be the mother of the Christ. And all of us are most grateful for the fact that Our Lady, of course, said yes. I'll talk more about that on Friday. I want to do a special meditation on the Annunciation, and I'll do it on Friday. But today I'd like us to begin to prepare to get ready for what is going to take place. The Holy Father, Pope Francis, from St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, is going to consecrate the Ukraine and Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It's a rather long consecration, but it's very beautiful. It's filled with our regrets, it's filled with our contrition, it's with our pleading for the end of war, it's for our going back to Our Lady, who has always been the patroness of the United States, although we have not always shown it. Our bishop and all of the bishops throughout the world are uniting themselves with our Holy Father in this consecration. So what we're going to do here is we are going to make copies of the consecration that the Holy Father is making. We're going to make a few hundred copies of them. We'll hand them out at the 7:15 and the 8:00 Mass, and again in the evening for the Stations of the Cross on Friday, for those who would like to make that act of consecration in union with our Holy Father. We're going to do it after the 8:00 Mass. We'll stop for a few minutes and make the act of consecration. Also, at noon, on the diocesan website, Bishop Coyne will be making the act of consecration in union with the Holy Father for the conversion of Russia and for the dedication and consecration of Russia and the Ukraine to Our Lady. If you want to tune in at noon on the diocesan website, you will be able to join our bishop there. Also at that time, there will be a link given on EWTN at noon also for the act of consecration. I'm going to ask also that all of our parishioners join together sometime during the day to say the rosary to Our Lady. That was one of the things that she requested at Fatima. It's one of the things that she's requested for world peace. And so we're going to unite ourselves with our Blessed Mother on that Friday in a very special way, but every day of our lives. And as I said at the beginning, I will do another meditation on Friday just about the Annunciation itself. Let's end this little segment today with Our Lady's Prayer. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee.